This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Let's bring in Greg Bordonero from the Hartford Business Journal with the Connecticut Business Blend. Greg, good morning. How are you?
Good, Brian. How are you?
I'm good. So we had Patrick Flaherty on a little while ago to talk about that jobs sort of picture for the year of 2024. What jumped out at you?
I mean, slower growth than the year before. We gained 16,000 jobs in 24 compared to 19,600 in 2023. No, 18.4% decline. It's a significant sort of declining number, but positive job growth nonetheless in Connecticut in 16,000 jobs. That's a pretty good when you compare it to Connecticut's overall job growth or lack of job growth over, say, the last 20 years. A 16,000 job gain is okay, but I think really the reality is, what's this year look like? And there's still tons of uncertainty right now, and all eyes are on the federal policy level. What's going to be the impact of tariffs, the federal cost cutting, regulatory reform, what we haven't heard much of yet, but I'm sure that's going to come. And then the 2017 tax cuts are set to sunset at the end of this year. So, will the Republican Congress continue to keep those in place? So those are all big sort of factors that are sort of hovering over the economy right now.
Yeah. I mean, listen, Connecticut's a very mature economy. Do you feel like Connecticut is a growth economy or is just trying to stay above flat? You know what I mean? I feel I don't know that we'll ever have explosive growth in Connecticut.
I don't think Connecticut's going to have the Tesla curve, big time growth. A 16,000 job number may not sound very big, but I think that's a good number for Connecticut. And I think, if Connecticut could stay around, 20,000 jobs on an annual basis, that would be good. But, this year I might expect even lower than 16,000, just the way things are headed. And obviously, Connecticut depends a lot on federal government spending in terms of defense industry. We haven't even really talked too much about that. I mean, the Trump administration does want to lower the cost of the Department of Defense. So what does that look like in terms of defense contracts? So, lots of uncertainty. Now the tariffs, maybe will help increase manufacturing jobs. Last year, Connecticut actually lost 1,400 manufacturing jobs, even though we hear about all these, manufacturers desperate to find workers. According to the state, the number of retirements are outpacing the hiring that these companies could do. So, even if there is a bump in manufacturing jobs, is that going to lead to job growth in Connecticut, or is that just going to lead to more technology adoption, which is more likely the case, particularly in Connecticut, which is a high cost state in terms of labor?
Yeah, well, the two stories to that end I want you to touch on. Greg Bordonero from the Hartford Business Journal joining us for the Connecticut Business Blend. There's another company picking up its HQ and moving it south. And then the Barnes Group gets sold, and they're downsizing here in Connecticut too.
Yeah, so, you know, starting with the Barnes Group, obviously, you know, it's a historic manufacturer. Last year, they were bought out by a private equity firm, Apollo Global Management. And, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty when you're bought out by private equity. A lot of times a private equity company is buying up a company. They want to hold it for 5 to 7 years, and then they'll sell it. So they're trying to maximize profitability. So Barnes Group recently announced that it's closing its Bristol headquarters, laying off 28 employees. In addition to that, they just sold off a large manufacturing campus in Bristol. So there's a question of what Barnes Group's presence is going to be in Connecticut going forward. Now, they still do have facilities in East Granby and Windsor. So I don't think they're going to be totally leaving, but where's the headquarters? And when you're a part of a private equity firm, obviously that private equity firm has a bunch of different portfolio companies. So, you know, decision making may not be in Bristol anymore. And again, the company's really not commenting. That's the other thing with private equity. You don't get much transparency about what's happening with the company now that they're not publicly traded. And then Odyssey Logistics, they've been based in Danbury for over 2 decades. They just recently announced they opened a new headquarters in North Carolina. They said they moved their headquarters in search of a supply chain gateway, which they think is in North Carolina, and a more robust and skilled talent pool. Again, those aren't the words that Connecticut wants to hear. You know, we know Connecticut can be a higher tax state, but we tout our sort of skilled labor force, and it's never great when you're hearing companies leaving the state looking for in search of a greater talent pool.
We're talking with Greg Bordinaro from the Hartford Business Journal on the Connecticut Business Blend every Monday at 8:50. So then real quick, you know, the piece about, you know, DECD, and, you know, you sort of sold it as like selling merchandise, but part of it, of this legislation that would require businesses who get any state aid to stay in the state, is that something that could actually pass?
I mean, you know, right now, basically, if you get state aid, you have to stay in the state, and if you don't, you have to return the money back. I'm not exactly sure. That was sort of more in the fine print of the bill, and frankly, we haven't done more research into what that actually means. But yeah, right now, if you get an incentive from the Lamont administration, which, you know, Lamont administration is giving out a lot less incentives directly to businesses than the Malloy administration did. We have the sort of earn as you grow tax credit program in Connecticut, where a company promises to create this many jobs. Once they do that, they get sort of a tax break there. And if you have to stay in the state for a certain period of time. If you don't, you have to sort of return that money to the state. So that's always been, but, you know, maybe we're trying to put in even stricter restrictions on what companies can do when they get state aid. But that hasn't been a big part of the Lamont administration economic development plan. The Lamont administration has more been about incentivizing economic development projects than individual companies.
Got it. Greg, great job as always. Have a great week.
Thanks, Brian.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.